My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is probably more important than ever before. Today we have a lot more coming at us, and I think we have to take responsibility that a lot of the things that we do every single day are taking us down some pretty unhealthy roads. So change, well, it's inevitable. Doing it all in one day, probably not the wisest thing to do, but being aware of your health, asking questions, listening to shows like this where you hear the best of the best guests in the industry, and then taking all that information and then compiling it and utilizing it to your best ability will give you a better chance than kind of guessing along the way. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, I bring you the relevant topics for today's world, the things that we're thinking about, the things we're talking about, the things we're worried about, maybe the things we're already dealing with, and some of those hard issues that are difficult for us to be able to handle and to approach. Those are things we talk about here because they're relevant. We also make sure I bring you the best guest in the industry because they have a great take on what's going on the other side of the fence. And they're able to bring all that good information. And the bottom line is information, education, getting your questions answered. That's what it's all about. Remember, tuning into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. You can tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. You also have the availability of listening to podcasts later, because every day the shows are downloaded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Of course, every day I also send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, all of it in a full service environment is what Stay Healthy is all about. It's a fully packed store with only the best company's products there because they carry only the best of the best. Visit the store Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Scroll down, print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store. And of course, to stay in touch, give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about the product line from Enzymedica, and I'm so happy that we're actually going to be able to have a friend of mine back with us today. Haven't talked with him in a while, so this is going to be great. Paul Davison believes that vibrant health is a choice available to all of us. For well over 15 years, Paul has been a fierce advocate of organic and non-GMO foods and supplements, herbal healing, healthy living, and socially responsible business practices. Currently, Paul serves as Executive Vice President of Enzymedica, overseeing domestic and international sales, as well as Enzymedica's professional line, Enzyme Science. Prior to joining Enzymedica, Paul was the Vice President of Sales at New Chapter and Vice President of Sales at Plant Fusion. We did radio shows with both of those companies, so if you've been listening a long time, you've had the pleasure to hear Paul on the air. A West Point graduate and former Army paratrooper, Paul has undergone both Army Master Fitness and Yoga Teacher training and has regularly appeared on radio and television programs as well as live speaking engagements from coast to coast to discuss wellness, natural living, and conscious business. Help me welcome my friend, my guest, Paul Davison. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I am fine. Long time. How are you?
I know. I'm doing quite well. Thank you. It has been. It's been too long. It's great to hear your voice, and it's great to be back on.
So what's new in your world? What's new with Enzymedica? I mean, are you traveling? Are you at the office? Where are you these days?
Yeah, well, right this second, I'm in my my home office in California, but I'm heading back to our Enzymedica is based on the west coast of Florida, so I'm heading back for the next 2 weeks. We're just kind of gearing up for 2020 and you know, kind of getting our innovation plan set and some of the exciting new developments and products we'll be rolling out next year. So it's been a pretty busy time for us. We're closing out October. We're in the middle of a record month for us. This will be our second record month in a row, so we're pretty excited about that. And,
awesome.
And you know, I think what we're going to talk about today, a little bit later in a few minutes, is emblematic of what we're doing as a company, which is, you know, we've been known for many years, of course, as being the enzyme experts, and we focus on digestion, but we're actually creating some new product families and branching out into different categories to address different areas of health beyond just enzymes. So it's pretty exciting, and it's made the job pretty interesting, and always keeping us on our toes.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, for the longest period of time, a lot of us would look at the big picture and we would think of a lot of different things that could be going wrong in our body. And, you know, I remember 4 decades ago, my God, enzymes and digestion, you know, when you think about it, when you eat food and take supplements and you process it in your body, if it's not digesting and working, then we can't get the benefit. I mean, it sounds like it's just the easiest thing in the world to make sense, but it's been one of the hardest things for people to grasp onto. And I know we're going to be talking about a new sector of the line today, which I think is awesome. But, you know, just so people know, you guys make amazing enzymes and they are so effective, and I've had people's lives that have changed within a day of using them, and who have had accepted the mediocrity of their gut for such a long time and decided to reach out and try something, and they've never looked back.
You're right. I mean, it's interesting because we've been doing, Enzymedica has been making enzymes, we've been around for about a little over 20 years now. We just hit our 20-year mark. 1998 was when we were founded, and like I said before, you know, we always called ourselves the enzyme experts. We have a very unique formulation and approach when it comes to enzymes, and for your listeners, you know, enzymes are these proteins or these catalysts that help you break down your food. As simple as that. And our bodies produce them naturally. And the challenge that many of us face is that, you know, there's three factors that can affect our ability to naturally produce enzymes, and that's lifestyle, genetics, and aging. And only one of those three do we have much control over, right? The genetics and the aging are pretty much out of our hands. And so as we age, our enzyme production tends to deplete or diminish. And so that's why, like, for example, in my own life, I used to be able to eat ice cream, for example, and then just one day I woke up and ice cream started giving me a stomachache. And I just wasn't producing the lactase, the amylase, you know, the enzymes that are responsible for breaking down that lactose and that casein found in dairy products. And that's just, I think, most likely due to age. Now, the other factor can be genetics, of course. And then, like I said, lifestyle. You know, and lifestyle, fortunately, and you know, we have some control over our lifestyle. What choices do we make? That's what we're talking about when we talk about lifestyle. And that's what's great about your show, Jeff, is that your listeners can come on and find out some tips and techniques and different supplements, different foods, different strategies to improve their lifestyle. And one of those things may be for many of us to, if we're suffering from a deterioration or a diminishment of our body's natural ability to produce enzymes, we may want to take supplemental enzymes. That's where Enzymedica comes in, and we have a fantastic product called Digest Gold, and that's pretty much synonymous with digestive enzymes. We're the, you know, I'm not saying this to pat ourselves on the back, but we are the number one enzyme company, the company that most people turn to, the company that other companies, you know, look to as well. And you take those enzymes with food, with your first bite of food, and people, like you say, they get a relief almost immediately. We always say that the digestive health consumer is the one consumer you can't lie to. And what we mean by that is that you know whether or not the enzyme is working for you. Whereas with other types of supplements, is even with great quality supplements, sometimes it takes time to notice a benefit. Do you really know if your multivitamin is working for you? I mean, some people will say they do, but others just take it, you know, they sort of accept what's on the package, what's on the label, they trust the company, and they assume it's working for them. But with enzymes, you know immediately whether or not they're working for you, which is really fun to work for a company and to create products like that.
Well, you know, it does make good sense, and I recommend them frequently because I've seen the results both in myself and with other people. And they have a wide variety of things to choose from, so they can actually pinpoint the area that they're trying to work on, and that's been quite successful.
For sure, yep. I mean, because we make it our business to help with general digestion, and then you have a lot of people out there, I mentioned a moment ago, you know, who might have a sensitivity to dairy or might have a sensitivity to gluten. So we make specific products for that. We also make a product that is for multiple food intolerance. Maybe you have more than one food intolerance. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a food intolerance is different than, like, an actual food allergy, you know, which involves an immune response. We're not prescribing or recommending enzymes to address actual allergies, but instead of food intolerance, which is usually linked to an enzyme deficiency. Mm-hmm. We even make enzymes we make an enzyme product called VeggieGest because there are some people that just can't even digest vegetables, the complex carbohydrates that are found, you know, in starchy vegetables. So we make a wide range of products for all sorts of different digestive challenges, and, you know, we stand behind them, and our customers and our retailers and our friends like you really appreciate their benefits.
Well, you know, I know how strict you are to detail and the integrity of the line, and for Enzymedica to bring in something other than what their main focus has been, it must be nice, it must be amazing, it must be standing out, it must be relevant, and it also must be something that can make a difference in the nutritional lines that are out there. So when I was talking with Marge, she said, please have them talk about the aqua biome. And you know, the more that I've studied this, I think to myself, This is a different branch on your tree, and I know it's there for a reason, because you wouldn't come out with it unless there was either the need or you found a way to present it that is just so incredible, or, you know, it's just something so different that it needs to be brought out.
Yeah, and it's kind of all of those things, Jeff. Mm-hmm. So it's different for us, clearly. It's a fish oil. We'll be talking about that and get into all sorts of detail about that. So that's certainly different for us. But it's also different out there in the marketplace. There's not a fish oil. And people probably come on your show and say statements like what I'm about to say. There's nothing else like it. But there really isn't when you look at it from a formulation standpoint. There's very specific things that this formula is doing to address the microbiome and microbiome diversity. And then what's also really interesting about this product, there's something very special that we're doing to give it a broader impact on the world from a people and planet perspective. And so we have a one-for-one philosophy and program that's tied right into the product, so we can actually be a part of healing our oceans. I'll get into that in a minute, but it's pretty interesting, and sort of someone might say, well, why is Enzymedica, because like you say, if we find something really awesome and a really amazing ingredient, like we have a product called berberine, you know, berberine isn't an enzyme product, but we found a really cool story, a sustainable berberine product that is formulated from the seeds, and that we feel, you know, provides an amazing benefit. Most people take it for blood sugar, but berberine has a whole lot of different applications. That's not an enzyme product, but we brought it to the market because it's so special, it's so unique, and it does serve a need out there. So sometimes that's why we might branch outside of enzymes or strict digestive products. So the linkage to digestion on this product, some of the story that emerges is when you think about digestion, you know, a term that we're starting to hear, and I'm not sure if you've talked about this with any of your guests. I know you've heard about it and you've researched it, and I wonder if some of your listeners have. It's this notion of the microbiome. Mm-hmm. And that is Enzymedica's way into this product, because the microbiome, what that is, what that refers to, is the community of organisms living inside, on, and around our bodies. And what we're all learning is that our gut contains millions upon millions of cells, microbes, microbial organisms that affect everything from our mood to our immune system. And so we are starting to learn now that the microbiome can be more influential than our own genes as far as influencing our overall health. So the microbiome is a really important subject, and it's something that if you do a quick Google search, if you do your own research, you'll find there's a lot of studies, there's a lot of products, there's a lot of talk. It's hit mainstream news, a lot of the major publications, from Time Magazine to the New York Times, U.S. News and World Report, are all talking about the microbiome. And so you say, okay, Paul, what's the connection? I'm still not getting it. Why, I thought we were talking about fish oil. And what we find is that this is really new to me, too, and our chief science officer, Dr. Michael Murray, really brought this to our attention, is that there are certain omega-3s, and omega-3s are the fatty acids that are commonly found in fish and fish oil. Certain omega-3s can bring diversity to our microbiome, and that was the groundbreaking aha moment that we had, where we found, wow, that's a linkage, because Enzymedica as a company we've really made it our mission in recent years we want to own the microbiome. We want to be experts on the microbiome, because the microbiome is so influential on digestion. They really are linked and go hand in hand. And like I said, we discovered that certain omega-3s can actually influence the diversity of the microbiome. And Dr. Murray, our chief science officer, really talks about how, it's all about diversity. Diversity is key. So not only diversity in your diet, you want to be consuming, different types of foods. When you talk about different types of vegetables, you want to talk about consuming different colors of foods, mm-hmm, really, mm-hmm. Which actually is such an interesting idea, and that really at first dawned on me when I attended a lecture of Dr. Murray's before he even joined Enzymedica. But so the diversity is really important, and what the latest research is indicating is DHA, which is a variant of an omega-3 fatty acid, directly influences microbiome diversity.
Well, let me ask you a question. Was it the idea that you kind of felt the need, to really bring this out there? Because, sometimes we open a category up in our industry, and sometimes a lot of people try to fill the category. But as you sift through the category, you find out that there's like about 80% fluff, maybe 20% of good products, and then you get into it really deeply and you find out there's a handful of good choices. So here we look at this aquabiome. Why should someone, approach this as part of their line? They're already getting your enzymes and they're thinking, I'm listening to Paul here, maybe we should talk about the individual products and why they're different.
Absolutely. So to the first point you made about, okay, when you look out there at the sea of products, why this one? Why should we be talking about aquabiome when it comes to fish oil? Because there's companies out there that have been making fish oil there are companies out there that's pretty much all they do, or that's mostly what they do. About 90% of their product line is devoted to fish oil. So what we found first when we looked at the market, because, anytime you want to come out with something, you want to do that market research and really figure out what's actually happening in the market right now. And what we find is that fish oil is one of those categories that is fundamental to human health, that most people would recommend, and there's some exceptions if you're a vegan and you don't want to take fish oil for different reasons, but most A lot of doctors recommend it. Nutritionists recommend it. As far as it is a primary component for human health. And what we find is when you look at the market, you know, the market continues to grow, but it's not like explosively growing anymore, because what we've seen is there's been very little actual innovation within the space of fish oil. So the types of innovation that you see are innovations like different sources of the fish oil. Okay, wild Alaskan salmon. You know, that was a big craze a few years ago when I was at New Chapter. You know, we were a part of that, and it was important and it was great, because there's some fish are more rich in different types of omegas, and so that's great. Or let's say it's krill oil. You know, different species of sea life, you know, basically contributing to the oil that you're taking. You know, back in the day, it was cod liver oil, right? You know, it was liquid, you know, on a spoon that your grandmother gave to you or something, you know. And it's now it's like different delivery systems. Like, we'll do a fish oil, but it's going to be in a gummy. Or we'll do a fish oil, but it's going to be in a gel that you squeeze into your mouth. Like, but there's not an actual innovation in terms of the formula or what the fish oil is supposed to be doing in your body. And that's where we came in. So and that's where the linkage with the microbiome comes in, is that we found, like I said, the higher levels of DHA is what's influencing the microbiome. But when you look at what's in the market right now, most fish oils, and I don't want to get too wonky for your audience, but when you look at the label, you'll find that a lot of fish oils will have a higher ratio of EPA to DHA. So those are two different variants of omega-3s. So what the aquabiome products do is, because the DHA is more influential on your microbiome, we've actually reversed that ratio. So we have a higher ratio, a 2-to-1 ratio of DHA to EPA, which again is pretty much reverse or opposite of what you'll find out there in the marketplace. And the other thing that Aquabiome does is there's another omega that many people call, and we call, the missing omega, and that's an omega called DPA. And the reason why that omega is missing in most fish oil, so if you pick up a bottle of any other brand of fish oil, most of the time either you won't see it listed on the supplement facts panel, or you will find it listed under the category of other omegas, and it usually will not be, the milligram content of the DPA will not be called out specifically. And the reason for that is the typical extraction processes that are on the marketplace right now, the big one, the main one being molecular distillation, they favor the concentration of DHA and EPA, but they're not very effective at extracting DPA. So a lot of the fish oil companies are not able to disclose or standardize a certain level of DPA in their fish oils. Now, the extraction process that we use for Aquabiome is completely different, and it actually allows us to standardize for DPA. And DPA is fascinating. I remember seeing it listed on the bottles back in the day, but I'd never really done much research into it. And there's a ton of research coming forward right now that DPA supplementation, not only does it have profound impact on microbiome diversity, but DPA is good for cellular health, cognition, metabolism, mood, vision, healthy weight, longevity, all these amazing benefits that you're simply not able to get out of most fish oils that are on the market. So that's the main crux of Aquabiome, is that you have, there's a different ratio, a different setup of the omegas, how they're presented because of the extraction method that we use, and I'm happy to get into that method. So you've got a different ratio of DHA to EPA, and then you've got the addition of that missing omega, DPA, in that formula. So this is the world's first fish oil that is formulated specifically for microbiome diversity. And that's what makes it pretty much unique. Now, you can get all the other benefits out of it, joint health, brain health, cardiovascular health, the things that people look to when they're buying fish oil. You get all those benefits, but you also get a direct benefit on microbiome diversity, which I think makes this product particularly unique from a formulation standpoint. Now, I know that may have been a little wonky Jeff, you know, we're kind of getting into a lot of specifics, but does that all make sense?
Yes. No, perfectly. And, you know, I just want people to understand that there's a lot of research behind the line, and that when they finally decide to pick a fish oil, they want to choose a product with a lot of research behind the line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, when we brought this oil out to the marketplace and we came to our retailers, we knew that for a lot of our retailers, they're like, hey, you're my enzyme guys. What are you doing talking to me about a fish oil? And a lot of them are very entrenched with their current fish oil offerings. And, you know, so what we compiled, I gave each of my, my educators about, literally, I'm not exaggerating, a 200-page science manual, because I wanted to give them all the science that was out there right now on both DPA and on DHA in terms of its ability to influence microbiome diversity. So there's a lot of research and science that's put behind this product, and it's you know, we really feel very, very confident about the fact that this is totally unique, totally different. We know a lot of our consumers out there, a lot of the people listening on this show, they come to stores like Stay Healthy. They want to find something unique and innovative. That's what's so fun about our industry, Jeff, and you know this. It's like, there's always something new, and it's always something exciting. So, you know, we think that the fish oil category hasn't really seen that much new in it, and Aquabiome truly is. And so that's really, really exciting for us. And then on the front of how this product is formulated, you heard me mention a moment ago that most fish oils are molecularly distilled. What we do differently, we have a process that separates. As you're going through the extraction process, what molecular distillation does is it separates the molecules of the fish oil based on weight of those components. And what our process, which we call TMET, or targeted molecular enrichment technology, what that does in opposition to, or you know, as a point of comparison against molecular distillation, is that it separates particles based not just on weight but also polarity, or like magnetic charge. And what that does, if you imagine, the challenge is there are some impurities that are naturally found in fish oil that have a similar like molecular weight of the friendly particles that you want, and sometimes those impurities can like actually get through the extraction process and wind up in the finished product, and we wanted to avoid that. So if you think of if you had like a pile of sawdust and you had iron fillings in that mixed in there, and let's say those iron fillings are what you want, the sawdust is what you don't want, if you took a magnet to that pile, you'd pull out the iron fillings and leave the sawdust behind. That's what to think of when it comes to this extraction technology, is it pulls through those healthy omegas that you want and leaves all the impurities behind. So we've done head-to-head testing on this, and we feel quite confident that this is one of the purest fish oils on the planet. And in fact, early in the development of this product, we thought that the purity alone would be the selling point, because until we started to discover the science about the microbiome. So we feel very, very confident that what you're taking is a very, very clean, very pure product. In fact, because of that, it's also the world's first clean label project certified fish oil. And I don't know if your listeners are aware, but Clean Label Project, it's a third-party organization that goes out there and looks at products and tests for materials and contaminants that might not be tested for under the organic program, you know, things like heavy metals and different toxins, lead, arsenic, things like that. And so our Aquabiome passed through the Clean Label Project testing with flying colors. So, you know, in terms of its purity, in terms of its innovation, in terms of its direct impact on the microbiome, there's really nothing like it.
You recommend taking this with food because of the bonding with the food and the helping to, you know, make sure we're digesting it better. I mean, I always try to get people to take their omega-3s with food rather than with a cup of coffee in the morning, because then they're going to get the results they don't want.
Yeah, it's recommended with food, and you've probably heard me say on your show before, you know, I recommend taking it with food. Now, we find that because of the purity being so high, we find that there's very little burping with this product. A lot of fish oils, there's some of that impurity comes through, and so people burp from it. So that's really nice about this product. It's probably best to take with food, but what I've also said before is, you know, I'm also a big proponent of taking your supplements. So if in your mind taking it with food might, you might forget it, or, you know, like not bring it with you if you're sitting at your desk at the office or something like that, you know, then might as well, you can still take it on an empty stomach. I think you might get better results taking it with food. I don't think you're going to negate the results taking it with an empty stomach, but I just find that, you know, for certain people, like myself being one, I have a lot of supplements. I take, there's a bunch of enzyme supplements that actually you're supposed to take on an empty stomach, and that's probably the subject of another show, Jeff. But I take certain supplements on an empty stomach and certain supplements with food, but most importantly, just take your supplements. And so a lot of people, you know, they just are not compliant with their supplements. So whatever you need to do to remind yourself to take your supplements is the most important.
How do the formulas differ?
Yeah. Okay. So there's several products in the product line. So so all of the formulas embody the principles I already described. So all of the formulas have the missing omega DPA. All of the formulas have a reverse ratio, if you will, DHA to EPA. All of the formulas are formulated to help support the microbiome. But there are some differences. So the first difference is potency. So we have what we call a classic strength and a maximum strength. The maximum strength is essentially double the dose, if you will, than the classic strength. So the maximum strength is just a higher potency all around. You know, so you're getting 2,000 milligrams of fish oil in the maximum strength and about 1,200 milligrams of fish oil in the classic strength. So that's the first differentiator, is just, you know, what type of dose are you used to taking? Maybe you received a recommendation from a healthcare practitioner or from an associate in the store, just whatever, you know, potency that you're looking for just on the base fish oil. Now, we have three other varieties of aquabiome that relate to specific, what we say in the business is like structure function claims, specific functions, indications in the body. So the first of which is like joint function, and so we have a variant of our fish oil that contains a really, really bioavailable form of curcumin, which is derived, of course, from turmeric. And then we have one, and I'll get into details on these, and then we have another one for digestive relief, and then we have another one for sports performance. So there's a total of five different varieties.
Okay.
Like I said, the classic, the maximum, and then you've got the Mariva, which is the curcumin form, and then, like I said, you've got a digestive and a sports performance. Now, what makes those condition-specific products pretty exciting and unique, if I may jump into that, is that those, what we find is that, you know, and as a person who's very well versed in herbs, and I'm sure you've talked with a lot of different herb companies on the, you know, over the years, you know, including myself with New Chapter, you know, those of us who understand, you know, herbs are very, very beneficial towards supporting different types of health indications like joint health, brain health, digestion, sports, you know, a whole variety of different issues can be supported with herb supplementation. And, you know, what's really neat is that oil, particularly fish oil, can help to serve as sort of a carrier for these herbs to get them into your system. However, what we find that a lot of herbs and botanicals that are available out there in extract form are poorly bioavailable. And so there's a special technology that we utilize, that Enzymedica utilizes with these aquabiome variants that's called phytosome technology. And what the phytosome form of these different herbs do, essentially, is that the active botanicals are chaperoned or carried cell membranes and into the bloodstream in a more effective and efficient manner that will help deliver those herbs and produce the outcome that you're looking for. So, you can get 10x, 20 times higher bioavailability by taking herbs in this phytosome form. So we partnered with a company based in Italy that has been doing this type of technology and has been, really mastered herbal formulations for literally 100 years, and we partnered with them to really add some firepower, if you will, to some of these aquabiome SKUs. So, like I said, you've got the curcumin phytosome that's added into the fish oil. That form is called Mariva. That's the name that's given towards that form of curcumin. So hopefully that's not confusing for people. What the Mariva is, again, Mariva is the phytosome form of curcumin, and curcumin, of course, is the active chemical component of turmeric mm-hmm. that has been demonstrated to be so beneficial for joint health, for pain, for health, supporting healthy inflammation, for brain. There's a lot of different benefits, as you know. I mean, most of us should just be taking some form of curcumin or turmeric in our daily diet every day, and talk about a colorful food. That's I think of these three formulas, that's certainly the best selling and the one that's had the biggest impact out there in the market, because a lot of people are already taking some form of curcumin. So this way you get to take them, a 2-in-1 formula. And then am I going too fast?
No, not at all. What I'm finding here is that's funny. What I'm finding here is that, if you really are looking just for the fish oil that's available to you, but if you do a little inside, inspection of your body, and you think to yourself, I've got a couple other areas that I could also work on. It's so cool to see these products that are condition specific or, aimed in a certain direction or aimed in more than one direction. Cause we never had these coming up in the field. And, if you wanted that, you had to create it yourself. And now, walking into a health food store today is like the most amazing get exactly what you need candy store. And companies, like Enzymedica are making it so much easier for us to choose because, we want more than one thing.
For sure. Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's you hit the nail on the head. We're really just trying to make it to demystify, the marketplace. All the offerings that are in stores, it can be a little bit overwhelming. And I think a lot of companies have really made it their mission, Enzymedica being one of them. It's like, what can we do to make it easier for people to get the solutions that they're looking for, to get the help, the support that they're looking mm-hmm. for? And we've talked for years, I'm a guy, I love taking herbs individually. There's certain herbs that, there's many herbs that are really important, but in this case, you get an opportunity to take these herbs together, so simplify the process, probably reduce the cost because, you're kind of getting a 2-in-1 product. For example, like our digestive digestive support aquabiome SKU, and that comes in sort of when you see the boxes in the store, they by the way, they look very different from the Enzymedica brand. I should have mentioned that earlier. So when you go to the store, if you're looking for the traditional, our Enzymedica, our color scheme is, you have that blue band and the word Enzymedica written in white and usually like a yellowish gold type color that we use, blue and gold. And for most of our product line, what you'll find is that these boxes look strikingly different from the Enzymedica brand. They have a more of a naturalistic kind of apothecary sort of design structure to them. So it's a little jarring for people, if you're, hey, I want Enzymedica's fish oil, and you're staring there at the Enzymedica, brand block, you might not find it. It just looks very different. But it looks striking enough, and we designed it specifically that way to look very different than what's on the shelf, even in the fish oil category, that we're hoping that people will pick it up and be curious about it. And I have to tell a quick story. We had just launched the product internally and had all of our packaging done, and I had had some of these boxes sent to my home. And it was funny, one day I came home and my wife was sitting in the living room with several of her friends, and they were, I kid you not, they were literally passing around the boxes of the product and commenting on how beautiful it was and how cool it was. It was the weirdest thing to walk in and see that. So they're really special looking. In fact, we've gone to great pains to make them beautiful. Even when you open up the box, you'll find there's a little card in there that talks about the microbiome, that talks about the ocean, and we need to make sure we get to that part of it, the one-for-one piece of this product that, you know, is you could maybe use as a bookmark. It just, you know, there's just a special sort of look and feel to this brand and this product. Our Enzymedica is on the back of the box, so if you turn the box around, you will see our name on the back. But, the aquabiome is a very, very unique look. And then finally, just on the as far as the we'll get to the one-for-one thing hopefully, but the and then the third one of these condition-specific products, like I mentioned, is sports performance, and that is powered by a phytosome form of.
You know, I think that sometimes we have to remember that, you know, this is new. And, yes. You know, and it's going to be different for us to kind of look at it. But if you've already gained the trust of somebody with Enzymedica, which you guys have, you know, it's an easy step for us to say, you know, they say my gut with the enzymes, but now I'm going to trust them with my omega-3s. It's an easy step.
For sure. Absolutely. And so, I mean, the part I wanted to get into, Jeff, too, is just about what I think, in a way, like, there's so many things about this product that I love. Like, I love the formulation. I love the fact that we're targeting the microbiome. I like the look of it, like I already told you. But one of the coolest parts about this product is, so we're talking about the microbiome, right? And the linkage that we wanted to create in the minds of our consumers is this idea that we have, like, the human microbiome, but then you have the ocean microbiome. And the ocean microbiome, you know, the human microbiome refers to all the microorganisms that are living inside and around our body. Then, you know, if you think of the ocean microbiome, that's like all of the life that's in the ocean. And we all know that the health and the vitality of our oceans has a direct impact on the health and vitality of the human race, as well as, you know, all animals and just the health of our planet. And so what we did was we looked at, you know, how can this product have a bigger impact? Like, we wanted this product to have a great health impact and to help people's lives and support the microbiome and help with their heart health and all the different reasons why people take fish oil. But we wanted there to be an even larger purpose and an even larger mission behind this product. So when you look at the health of the oceans, what's really fascinating, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners are aware of the fact that our coral reefs are, number one, they're under attack, and number two, they're directly, there's a direct influence on the health of coral reefs with the overall health of the ocean. And as I mentioned earlier, Enzymedica, we're based in Florida, on the west coast of Florida, and not far from where we're based is an aquarium called the Moat Marine Aquarium. And what they are doing is they are pioneers in the world of coral reef restoration. And the big challenge about the coral reefs and the dilemma that we're facing with a lot of the reefs essentially dying off is that there are a lot of scientists out there trying to restore life to these coral reefs, but the challenge is that it takes a long time for these corals to grow. So even if you're able to regrow the corals, it takes many years for them to actually come to full fruition. And so now we're up against this ticking clock that, you know, we may not be able to restore the lives of these corals in time to actually bring the reefs back to life. Mm-hmm. And so the Moat Marine Aquarium, what they discovered, and they discovered it by accident, was this process that they call microfragmentation, which you take these corals, and they actually, I think they dropped one or something, they broke it, and they found that the parts of the coral, when it was broken into smaller pieces, actually grew faster, up to 20 times faster then it would grow naturally. And so what they do is they have this process of finding very resilient strains of coral that can withstand bleaching in the ocean and the warming of the ocean, these different factors. They're very resilient strains. And then what they do is they segment them in a laboratory environment, and then they bring them out to these planting locations, and you're able to restore what might take 10 years, now takes like 2 years to regrow a coral reef. And the only thing that the Moat Marine Aquarium is lacking, they have the best scientists, they have the right equipment, they have the right methodology. The only thing they're lacking is funding. And so that's where Enzymedica comes in. So for every bottle that's purchased of Aquabiome, we're helping to fund the coral reef restoration project. And I kid you not, I mean, it's all over the news. You can search it up. Just, like, I think last week, we went in and wrote a $65,000 check. You know, we're now their biggest single donor, the Moat Marine, on this project. And in fact, our partnership is so strong with Moat Marine that they're literally naming a reef. It's going to be like on all the USGS maps called the Enzymedica Reef.
Wow.
You know, so that's what's like all of a sudden takes this product and puts it on a whole new level. Because I think for a lot of people that shop in health food stores, I think a lot of us care about, you know, the environment and the world and, you know, leaving a lasting legacy for our grandkids and things. And, you know, I think for some of us, we feel sometimes that there's little that we can do. How can we change the world? How can we influence? How, you know, oh, God, it's too late. There's nothing that can be done. And there really is something that can be done. And this product is really, really exciting in that sense, in that it allows us, through our purchases, and that's, you know, in your intro of me, you know, talk about socially responsible business practices, like, one of the things I'm into is allowing the market to drive conservation. You don't have to be a nonprofit per se to have a positive influence on the world. There's for-profit companies out there that are using some of those. They're segmenting off some of those profits and putting those towards worthy causes. So there's a way to allow, you know, the engine of capital. You know, a lot of people want to make that out to be like the boogeyman, using the engine of capitalism, of commerce, to actually drive funding into practices and organizations that are doing stuff to help our planet stick around for a while. So, you know, I think that's one of the things that I literally feel like this is something that will, you know, is one of my life's work, you know, being part of this project. You know, that's something we very rarely can we say, like, yeah, I'm making an impact that can create a legacy that will last for generations. And that's something that we're all able to do with something like Aquabiome, which makes it like super. We're so passionate about this project because of this. We're so passionate about the product because of the project that to restore the reefs.
Well, you know, it when I first saw it, I thought to myself, you know, there's a need here, but there's also a reason why they've chosen to come out with this. And
yeah.
I'm really glad that you did, because it's different. It's very, very unique. It's very eclectic. It's a different viewpoint. And it's coming at a part of the industry that is very saturated with something that has a place and will fit in very well because of the difference. And, you know, it's not jumping on anybody else's coattails.
Yeah. We feel that there's a place for us, right? And that's what I think is kind of cool, too, is that we're not trying to say, you know, every other fish oil out there isn't good and you only take ours. You know, what we're trying to say is that for those of you out there who, number one, have a concern about your microbiome diversity, and for those of you out there who have a concern about the health of the planet, you know, there's a fish oil for you. There's a fish oil that's different that's out there, and that, you know, and there's a lot of people, too, you know, every day, Jeff, and you know this, every day there's people walking into health food stores that have never bought a supplement before. You know, so we're also excited about that prospect, too. And we think that just that's why we put so much intention into the look of the product, because we wanted people to just pick it up and start getting curious about it. What's that? You know, just because it just looks so different on the shelf. You're like, what is that? Let me look at that. Wow, that's a pretty box. Well, let me pick that up. And you start to see these elements that make it unique. So that's the other thing, too. So you're right. I mean, we're not trying to, you know, knock anybody off, or, you know, what we're trying to say is, hey, we have something different, something special. There's a reason for this to be there. Mm-hmm. This should be part of the conversation, and, you know, we want to welcome more people to the table, and we think Aquabiome is a great way to do that.
Well, I want to thank you so much. We went right to the breaks. I forgot to go there. That's okay. No, it was good information. I look forward to another chat with you real soon. Let's not make it so long this time.
For sure. Sounds good, Jeff.
And thanks for what you do. I appreciate it. Nice talking to you, Paul.
Same here. Same here. Be well.
My guest today, Paul Davison, representing Enzymedica. Of course, many of you are very familiar with Enzymedica and their enzymes. Well, this new aquabiome is a new sector, a new branch on their product tree, if you will. These wonderful omega-3 fatty acids, and some of them are definitely condition-specific. So check them out. They do have a different look, like Paul said. You know, so go ahead and check out the packaging, check out the labels, and pick one of these products and bring it home and see how you do with it. Like Paul and I both said, best to take with food, but very high quality, very high integrity. You're already familiar and you already like the line, so we know we can trust them with anything they bring out moving forward. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, it's your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Stay Healthy brings you quality products every day of high integrity, always with the consumer in mind first, which means the companies that they deal with are themselves thinking about the consumers. And I think we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to choose wisely with our products. One of the things we have to remember is that there's a lot of products out there, and social media and all different kinds of things that are out there are going to tout the products that are there. Make sure you ask questions. I mean, I'm the first one to tell you the benefits of anything that people ask me about. I don't talk negatively about the other lines. There's no reason to do that because there's too many awesome lines out there that are doing it right from the get-go. And those are the lines that you'll hear me talking about here. After 37 years of being on the air, I've become even more picky about the companies I talk about. There's a lot of them that want to do my show, and I may like them, but I may not love them. And without the love and without the good gut feeling of support that they offer consumers, chances are we're not going to do a show here. And also, chances are you're not going to find the line at Stay Healthy because they are strict to detail there as well. Stay Healthy, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley, doing it right every single day with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, awesome selection of only the highest quality products. It's a fully packed store with the best of the best every single day. Go in and meet the most knowledgeable staff. Remember, there are four people at Stay Healthy that speak fluent Spanish. So if you speak Spanish and you're more comfortable conversing in Spanish, well, you can do that there as well. If I'm there, it's not going to happen with me because I can order food, but that's about all I can do. So if you want to speak English, I'm there for you. If you need to speak Spanish, there's four people there that can help you out and make sure you're getting exactly what you need. Another great service of Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They've been there a long time. Like I said, it's their fourth decade in the Valley, and they are just doing it right every day. They allow people to get their questions answered, to converse, to visit the store, to meander around, to check out all the great products, and then ask those pertinent questions to make sure that they're heading down the right road. Because it's very easy to just do something to do something or do something that somebody else is doing. But without asking those questions, you may find that you're heading completely in the wrong direction. Remember, if you can't tune in live to the show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, for on-demand podcast downloads when it's convenient for you. I hope you have a great day. Don't forget to check out the full line of Enzymedica products at Stay Healthy. Check out the new Aquabiome, great priced every single day on all the products. Have a great day, everyone, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.